We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, man. Thursday's always the day when the exhaustion for the week hits. Getting up early is crazy. Been working all day in the yard after my show, trying to get this stupid backyard ready. Just listen to Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
There is a new toothpaste that could help people fight peanut allergies. Fun fact, I'm not allergic to peanuts, but we have a Siamese cat named Peanut, and I'm definitely allergic to him. Anyway, the toothpaste has trace amounts of the active ingredient that affects peanut allergy sufferers. Use it at low dose for long enough, and maybe you'll overcome it. This is literally what happened with me and my cat. I mean, I didn't brush my teeth with him, but prolonged exposure over time meant we're cool now, mostly. If only allergies were something you could turn off. CRISPR gene editing technology could help end the opioid crisis, sort of like that. People often get hooked as they treat chronic pain. That's pain lasting for 3 or more months. I'm reading here at Inverse.com that researchers think they could edit out the pain with CRISPR and eliminate the need for drugs. And finally, a side-scrolling beat-em-up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game is happening. That's cool on its own, but Mike Patton from Faith No More but Tomahawk Mr. Bungle, yeah, that weirdo's done the song, and it's great. The game's called Shredder's Revenge. It's a real brawler with pixelated graphics and silly music taking the turtles through New York, the sewers, and Dimension X like it's the mid-90s. In that case, be right back, grabbing my overalls and Doc Martens.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
The peanut allergy thing is crazy, right? My kid's allergic to peanuts and sesame and a bunch of other bull. Oops. Getting loose here. Then I read this thing at sciencealert.whatever.com. There we go. Scientists find a natural protein that stops allergies and autoimmune conditions. What? That's amazing. I'm not going to go into the full details, but they're still like 5 years plus away from being able to test it on humans. But imagine that, if they could solve autoimmune stuff. Like, there's a bunch of that that's related there to autoimmune. Things that come to mind are Crohn's disease. I think lupus is one of them. I guess they took cultures from human tonsils and tried to see how they, like, interact with different allergens. This is so crazy. I want that to be the case because I want to go back to eating sesame because Asian food is not as good without it. Nerd Talk 2, go.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
This random freelance writing team, looking to procrastinate, no doubt, did the math, which looks legit, on the average American, saving just over 8 days worth of commuting during the last year of COVID. Oh my God. I mean, don't worry, we made up for it by streaming garbage TV and pretending to be bird watchers. Massive RIP to Lou Ottens, the dude who invented the audio cassette tape. Back in the early 60s, they sought a way to get reel-to-reel reels shrunk down to something that would fit into your jacket pocket. Well, fast forward a decade after his invention, and the Walkman would make the cassette tape number one. Without Lou, so many awkward people couldn't have communicated their feels for one another via a romantic mixtape. Lou lived to be like a billion years old, most of them a legend. Thanks, dude. And finally, holy crap, people can now screen for good intestinal health by swallowing a tiny pill with a camera inside, says a report here at The Guardian. Seems like a much more pleasant scenario than the current method via the opposite end. No doubt someone will use it to make the worst TikTok page yet.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out. Have a great day. Enjoy some sunshine if you got it.